Where do you see the role, if any, of nab-paclitaxel in non-small cell? Is that coming?
There are phase 1 and phase 2 data. Mark Szczesny and Tom Stincombe have conducted early trials that suggest quite a bit of activity. Tony Greco and the Sarah Cannon group have looked at weekly nab-paclitaxel and carboplatin, pretty much the Bolani regimen, substituting the Abraxane drug for paclitaxel. And they've observed 1-year survival rate in excess of 50%. Now, again, is it selection or is it real? I guess cautious optimism is probably the phrase that applies here. But remember, we've been down this path before with polyglutamated paclitaxel, the Zyotax drug.
How much of an advantage do you think the shorter infusion time and lack of need for pre-medications is going to factor in non-small cell?
If everything else is a wash, it's still an advantage. You can avoid steroids. You can avoid 3 hours, cut it down to 10 or 20 minutes. I think that's very attractive both for clinicians and the patients.
So last question. In breast cancer, our group is putting together an initiative called Design a Trial. We're going to have people submit ideas. Forget the funding. Assume you have all the funding you want. What trial would you like to see get done? So I'm going to ask you the same question as it relates to non-small cell. If you had a huge amount of money, what would you do with it?
Oh. Almost stumped me there. I would... Well, can I give two options?
Sure.
Number one, I have a tremendous interest in the elderly, and I think they've been terribly neglected. So I would design a trial that specifically looks at the elderly. We've never answered the platinum question. It could be a very prosaic trial of single agent. We've actually proposed this to the Geriatric Oncology Consortium, looking at pemetrexed either alone or combined with carbo, for two reasons. Number one, the Europeans in particular feel that single agent is our standard in the elderly. I think most Americans, particularly if the patients are fit, will give them a platinum combination. But there's yet to be an elderly-specific trial that's really asked that question. My second reason for doing that is the elderly have been terribly underrepresented in clinical research, particularly those over 75 and 80, and I think that's a reasonable question to look at. We have tremendous interest in looking at bevacizumab and erlotinib in combination up front in the elderly as well. That has not been looked at.